Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my focus is to help 1,000 creative female entrepreneurs over the next 10 years become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly, donate 1% of their profits, time, and resources to help reduce woman illiteracy, eventually gaining the time and freedom that they need with their loved ones. In today's episode, we're going to be looking at an exciting topic: how to start a service business online and actually find clients. Now, this is the methodology that I use to make my first 5 figures online. So listen up if it is you want to use this as a way for generating income online. So you've always wanted to start a service business online, but you don't know how to get started. You've watched a ton of YouTube videos and listened to several podcast episodes of entrepreneurs who've done it. However, they make the process seem so easy and they all appear to be experts in their field. Your steps to getting there seem more like this. Despite the fact that you've watched a ton of content and taken loads of notes, you're not sure if you should get a website or to promote your services. Finding your first client seems like a pretty daunting task since you're not really sure what to offer. The fact that you don't have any testimonials is a huge obstacle that you need to overcome, and I'll show you exactly how to do this later. If only there was a way to get all your ducks in a row so that you can start your service business in a matter of months, so that you can leave your corporate 9-to-5 job in 1 to 2 years, then you will be so relieved. But listen up, because in this episode, you will learn the steps involved in finding your strengths, pinpointing your skills, how to get testimonials, and finally landing your very first client. Okay, are you ready? So why start a service business online this year? Well, before diving into a granular detail of how to get started with your service base business online, here are some statistics you need to keep in mind. 66% of small businesses will outsource their service to other small businesses. It only takes 6 days to start a business in the US. In other countries, it could be more, or it is actually more. 54% of all small businesses are actually home-based businesses. The main challenge to startup success is generating new business, or basically finding new clients. Did you know that 1 in 3 people start their business with less than $5,000? Another interesting statistic is that 40-year-olds make up 3% of starters compared to 1.7% of 25-year-olds. Tech-driven opportunities offer better pay compared to other industries, as they offer a rate of $102,000 compared to the average of $48,000. So what does this all mean? All the statistics, Alvin, what does it all mean? Well, the older you are, you have a better chance of business success. Well, there is some psychology behind that. And if you do it in a technical related field or even other service-based related field that deals with technology that helps with small businesses, you have a better chance of success. Let's look at finding your strengths. Almost 15 years ago, I started my journey into the online world. And if there's one thing that stands out to me, it is this. It is super important to know your strengths. By this, I mean get a really clear understanding of the soft skills you are good at doing. For example, although I was in a customer-facing role in my corporate job for 18 years, I am no good at customer service or even technical support. However, I am great at problem solving. I will keep trying until the issue is resolved. One of the best ways to understand your strong points is by completing a personality test. And one of the ones I use is what we call the 16 Personalities website. It's good because it really helps you understand yourself on many levels. So in terms of relationships, how you deal with children, your own children, how you deal with work, what your basic core values are, that kind of a thing. If you want to find out more about the links to all of these different things I'm going to be featuring in this particular podcast episode, you need to head over to successunscrambled.com/EP187. And that's EP187. Public speaking is something else I absolutely enjoy doing when I'm talking about something I believe in 100%. In other words, if I don't believe in it, I wouldn't talk about it, because I don't feel confident enough talking about something that I don't believe in, obviously. So let's look at acknowledging your weaknesses. This may sound absolutely hilarious initially, but getting a handle on the things you dislike is equally important. The reason why is this. It's important because in a service-based space, you'll try many different jobs, especially when you're now starting. Or you will probably be like me and you have no idea what you like to do. So it'd be a good exercise for you to just try the things. Like there's some things that you definitely don't want to do, but there's some things that you're not really sure. So doing many different things actually help you to find out what you enjoy and what you absolutely dislike. For example, I dislike accounting and finance at all levels. So it is not something I will even try out. Graphic design and those types of creative jobs are definitely not my superpowers. I just don't have an eye for design. I like when someone designs something for me and they give it to me, but don't ask me to create something. No, that just doesn't work. So I just don't have an eye to design at all. I'll never apply for those kinds of jobs only to make clients unhappy. Outside of public speaking, I'm an introvert, so asking me to manage a community would be a nightmare for me. I don't like crowds, whether it be online or offline. Whatever you do, get real clarity on these and write them down. Next up, rate your skills. You'll discover that you probably have skills in 7 to 10 areas. And in some cases, this can make things difficult. For example, I'm good at social media. I'm good at Twitter, LinkedIn. And I know that sounds really weird after I talk about the fact that I don't like communities, but I'm good. I like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Well, Pinterest technically speaking isn't a social media platform, but you get where I'm going with this, YouTube. I like doing those kinds of social media things, but I'm also a multi-passionate entrepreneur like me. If you are one, choosing to focus and market a skill will be absolute torture because you like so many different things. I like project management. I like marketing, making funnels, doing landing pages. I do like doing SEO or search engine optimization. I would try my hand at ads as well. But because I have so many different skill sets, I need to write them down. And if that's the case for you, you need to write them down. And a clever way to overcome the challenge of having to, you know, having a huge, big list of skills, you write them down on a piece of paper. This is the 5 steps to getting it done. Write them down, all the skills and talents on a sheet of paper. Rate each one on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest. Take the top 3 to 5 and see if there's any correlation between them. So for example, I love photography. I love social media. I also like doing landing pages. So if someone asks me to take a picture of certain things, I can do that. But don't ask me to design it and make it brand worthy. And no, sorry, I can't do that. But I do love creating videos. So ask me to create a video about a certain topic or social media or creating landing pages or anything like that. And I'm really good at doing that and adding in all the different screenshots and stuff like that, or pictures of whatever the thing is. So that's the correlation between my top 3 to 5 skills. I can relate, you know, I like doing videos, I like taking photography, I like social media, I like doing landing pages, marketing, and I love doing projects. So if I take all of those and combine them, you can say I'm really good at managing projects around marketing and social media. And there, that's how I found mine and of course, doing it with clients as well to test to see what it is I like and what it is I don't like. So rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. Take the top 3 to 5, see if there is any correlation between them. Decide which of those skills have actual market demand. So go into all of the resources I'm going to list later on in this episode and see which ones of them are on the job-related sites, which ones are being a high demand. Do some pro bono work around those in the market with a market demand in exchange for testimonials. And I'll show you how to do this again later on. Getting clear on the skills you want to offer as an entrepreneur or small business is important. This is essential to helping you to narrow your focus and gain more knowledge in these areas. For example, if your best skill is customer care, then it would be important for you to learn more about the technology that people use when it comes to customer care. Next up, the types of online service businesses and their profitability. So before we delve into the area of learning the technology associated with your offers, let's spend some time looking at the list of online service businesses or business ideas. Depending on your skills and interests, some may or may not appeal to you. Like I mentioned before, social media management is one of them. The general virtual assistant, so think of an office administrator but online, but it says virtual assistant, a digital marketing management, operations management, general administration. So that could be a wide range, including managing someone's inbox, doing office work, like office management work, doing also bookkeeping. So some of them actually have, like, you know, sending invoices to clients and making sure they get paid, etc. like that. You've got graphic design, project management, website design, business branding, copywriting, blog writing, and bookkeeping. So that's the list I have there. That's an initial list. I'm sure there are more, much more. But have a look online and see if any of these appeal to you. Head over to successandscramble.com/EP187. See if any of those appeal to you at sort of in your current skill set. And then have a look online in the websites I'm going to give you later on in this episode to see how many jobs are asking for these particular skills or the skills that you have. So now that you have a list for types of services and small businesses are looking for online, I must tell you that the most profitable business model is the one where you work as a consultant and you implement the service yourself. You do have the option of building out an agency. So some of the people who are my peers online, they decided, okay, they are social media management, and then they would build out an entire agency where they have VAs working for them. And there's one specializing in graphic design, one specializing in social media and strategy, the management, another one in actual engagement, in social media engagement, another one specializing in project management. So they have an agency where they have 5 or 6 VAs who specialize in different areas working with them to help manage all of their clients. Now, the bigger your agency gets, the less profitable it will become because of the time it takes, obviously, to get stuff done, and due to the high overhead cost. Because the more, like, if you're dealing with 20 clients or 21 clients, you need to have a project manager for every 7 clients to make sure everything runs really smoothly. So that's one thing to bear in mind. I know if it says you haven't started yet, it's probably early days, but think about what kind of long-term business model you want to generate. Do you want to have more profitable, or do you want to hire a big team, or, you know, where you want to go with this business? Next up is learn the tech for your specialty, learn the technology. In almost every online role, your potential clients are expecting you to know or to be familiar with the software for those roles. Zendesk is a software platform that many online businesses are using to manage their customers. So if you're in e-commerce or anything like where you're managing, like, for example, you have a coaching program, a group coaching program, or anything like that, and you need to manage customer care, then Zendesk is the platform that many of them use because it's really nice to use. Learning how to use Zendesk will set you apart from other applicants for the customer service roles. And Zendesk actually has a free trial available. Asana and ClickUp are the latest project management software. You have Monday as well and others. So if you are thinking of, that's monday.com, by the way. So if you are thinking of helping small businesses with projects, learn ClickUp and Asana and Monday and all the others, Basecamp, you know, there's loads of them. If you want to do social media management for potential clients, then learn schedulers like Planoly, Later, Preview, Plan, you know, all of those different ones. It will help you stay one step ahead of your client's particular requirements. Maybe you have a keen interest in YouTube marketing, which means you need to play with tools like TubeBuddy and vidIQ, and you also probably want to get involved in learning how to create thumbnails using Canva and stuff like that. The most important thing to realize is that your potential clients are expecting you to have some level of experience with these tools. So get cracking. Learn with them, play with them, get comfortable with them. Once you're happy with your ability to use them, be sure to create a portfolio or resume of your capabilities. Next up is the exciting one, gathering testimonials. So at this point, you're probably thinking, how do I get testimonials? It probably reminds you of what it was like to find a job when you finish graduating from college or high school. Everyone expects you to already have experience. Say, what? Well, there are a few ways to get testimonials that you need to add, so you can add them to your resume or portfolio. If you are on LinkedIn, you can reach out to potential clients. It doesn't have to be like they're going to work with them for long, but just, you know, reach out to them and your network and offer to do 2 to 5 hours of work in exchange for testimonial. This might sound unsettling, but remember, you're doing it in exchange for testimonial. So whether or not you see them again, you feel embarrassed. I don't know why you would feel embarrassed, but yeah, there are 3 to 4 other less scary places to gain testimonials. You can publish a post on your personal Facebook profile or create a Facebook story letting your friends know that you are looking for, or you've just started a business, or you're looking to start a business and you're looking for testimonials, which is another clever way to get it done. Creating an Instagram post or story is another clever way to get testimonials. There are also 3 to 4 Facebook groups where you can offer work in exchange for testimonials. Again, head over to successonscramble.com/EP187. The 4 Facebook groups that you can do this are Delivery Podcast Mastermind, Boss Moms, Gold Digger Podcast Insiders, and Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs. I've again left these in the show notes. Each of these groups has special posts and days where you can jump in and either do a swap or ask for help in exchange for testimonials, or for work in exchange for testimonial. Now that you've got, you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, you know what skills you have to offer, it could be 3 or 4 of them, you know exactly what kind of business model you want, you know where to get testimonials, you've probably got the testimonials, you've created your portfolio and your resume, now it's time to find your first client. Are you excited? Now, I must say now, when you've done the testimonials, some of them will actually keep you on as a client. So that's one positive about getting testimonials. One of the fastest ways to start generating an income online is by becoming a virtual assistant. Think of a virtual assistant as the lowest level of jobs on the online business world. You may end up doing a wide variety of things just to get your foot in the door. After 3 to 6 months, you can start specializing and narrowing your focus. The most important thing to remember is that you need to start somewhere in order to make money online. Ensure that you have a resume and portfolio showing off your skills. There are a ton of places where people post jobs, including inside Facebook groups, on the Instagram feed or in IG stories, online job boards, and company websites. Let's look at each of them in turn. Again, head over to the show notes, successonscramble.com/EP187. While the list of Facebook groups that I have previously given you work really well for getting testimonials, you'll also be able to find some VA jobs there. But the problem is, they can be very overcrowded. So someone will post a job and there'll be 84 responses. Here are 4 other Facebook groups that aren't as crowded where you can find VA specific roles. These include Freelancing Females, How She Did That, a community for virtual assistants and OBMs, The Break Room, a community for service providers, and Online Job Ops by Meg K. Co. Again, I've left this information in show notes. You can have a look at that there. So as you can see, the options can be great inside of Facebook groups, depending on which group you decide to go into. On the IG feeds or stories, many people may not be aware of this, but there are still a number of people hiring through Instagram feeds and stories. You can do a hashtag search for your job title, like virtual assistant job hashtag, or you can find your dream clients and follow them on Instagram. And in many cases, they announce that they'll be hiring soon. I've included an example of a post in the Facebook feed, in the Instagram feed, where someone was hiring for a VA. The most important point to remember is that you'll need to search for these jobs using hashtags or follow the specific Instagram accounts to learn more. Number 3 is online job boards. There are quite a number of job boards that offer VA jobs or remote jobs for many different roles. While this may initially sound unbelievable, check out this list of places where you can easily find remote jobs. SmartRecruiters.com, DynamiteJobs.com, TheMomProject.com, and Upwork.com. In the first 2 cases, SmartRecruiters and Dynamite Jobs, you need to type in the word remote to find virtual assistant jobs. Number 4, we've got company websites. This one can be a little bit tricky since companies don't always have job listings every single day of the year. So what you need to do is to make a list of 10 to 20 online small business owners that you would like to work with. And every 1 to 2 weeks, check their websites for new job listings. Here are a few examples of online businesses that are currently hiring at the time of recording this particular podcast episodes. We've got Mel Robbins, Amy Porterfield, Her Paper Route, Style Stock Society, Mariah Cuz, and power your launch. You need to head over to successunscrambled.com/EP187 to get this list and the spellings down pat. So this is a great list to help you get started so that you can land your first client in a matter of weeks instead of months. If after going through these steps, you still feel apprehensive or afraid about taking that plunge, maybe you would like to get into an accountability group, or as well as a, you know, just a group, a support group to help you start your service-based business. There are a few courses that I recommend, and you should join one of them depending on your needs. These two or three virtual assistant programs are great to help you get started with your online business. The first one has a specific group program that lasts 3 months, where you'll get access to their Facebook group for 6 months. They also offer weekly job postings for members only, and they give you an outline to help you to create your portfolio. You can join this their free class. I've left a link in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com. EP/EP187. However, the second program is more expensive than the first one, but you get access to the Facebook group for an entire year. One cool benefit is that you also get access to the leads, the job leads that come in through the online hire form, which is in a separate group. And you see all the leads come in and you can decide which ones you want to apply for. And it's really easy. It is this using this hire form that I found one of my agency clients that I'm currently working with. So I know this stuff works. I'm not, you know, talking from the top of my head. This is practical stuff that I actually use. And I've joined these two programs. I just wanted to join two of them. So I just joined the two of them. And it wasn't at the same time. It was the first one. And then 2 years later, I joined the second one. I find that the second one has a more personal touch to the program because the coach really cares about your success. With all of that information, it's quite a lot that I covered in that overview about how to start your service-based business. Remember that there are other business types and models available, such as selling products on Etsy or Shopify or Amazon. You can also decide to become a coach and sell courses or offer that kind of service instead. I have left a link in the show notes. If it is you decide that you want to start selling courses instead of offering a service to existing businesses, I've left a link in the show notes as to, you know, how you can go about becoming an online course seller. So to recap, here are the 7 steps that you need to follow in order to get started in double quick time. I have made over $10,000 in revenue from offering services, so I know this stuff actually works. Number one, find your strengths. Number two, be familiar with your weaknesses. Number three, rate your skills. Number four, learn the technology for your specialist area. 5, get testimonials. 6, find the VA jobs. And number 7, if it is you're too, you know, apprehensive or scared and you just want someone to hold your hand all the way through this, you can join a coaching program. And that, again, is optional. It's up to you to decide if you want to do that or not. At this point, you're probably thinking, Alvin, that is a lot to follow through with on your own. Yes, if you can do it, then break it down into a 12-week program and get it done step by step. However, you can access group coaching as well as accountability and support by joining one of the VA programs that I've mentioned. Head over to successunscrambled.com/EP187. I've listed the VA programs. One is a 6-month group access and the other one is a 12-month access, and you get access to job listings every week within each of the programs. So over to you. Have you started or do you currently run a service-based business online? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive 5-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. While running a service-based business is super exciting for me, I started this podcast in 2017 because I had a burden on my heart to reduce women literacy globally. As you can imagine, this is a huge undertaking, so I decided to help 1,000 women over the next 10 years, and I want to help them by helping them to become wildly successful in their online business through simplified marketing strategies. That way, I can build a strong business network of women who can donate 1% of their profit, and together we can help reduce women literacy worldwide. Would you like to be part of this movement? If yes, shoot me an email using alvern@successunscrambled.com. Okay, until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.